madness. I come to witness. And at this time we are fortune. And we have four monastics. Normally I'm the one here. At this time we have more energies of the brothers and more friends come and practice with us. So I was in front of you is Tatum Tan. So many of you already know, but some of you just came today. And Tatum Tan. I'm from Prim Village. And Tatum Tan is my brother. And myself and Tatum Tan. And also we all have some seeds from Prim Village. Stayed many couple of years in Prim Village. That's when we have the bond together. And today I'll be mindfulness and Tepapun will be sharing the Dharma talk this morning. And so I would like Tepapun to share us the teaching today.
Sisters, can you hear me down there at all? A little bit, good enough. Yeah, okay. At this time, I come here and I will stay a little bit over 2 weeks. Yesterday I already shared with our brothers and sisters something I need to share this time. And today I will continue what I left over yesterday. And if I cannot finish today, then again, per his permission, I will continue on every Tuesday and Friday night for at least 2 weeks. So please bear with me. My voice is a little bit too soft, so please try the best you can. And again, don't feel angry when I am talking too slow, because normally we are always at a running speed. But unfortunately that I cannot run fast, okay? I'd like to share with you a little bit before I continue what I shared yesterday. I remember this story, I believe I already shared many times before. But I'd like to repeat again. The reason is that everywhere I come, and even at this monastery, always somebody asks the same question. So I would like to repeat that same answer too. I remember when I first went to Burma, and as you know, as a practitioner, we want to put all our effort so that we can gain something, have something to bring home, to show off. Okay. So I was really practicing very, very diligently. But the first couple of weeks, I had a lot of frustration. The reason is very simple. because the way we are taught here are different from the way they are teaching here at the place where I went to in Burma. Over here, for example, every time we come to sit together, we come at the same time and we leave at the same time, right? After 30 minutes or 45 minutes or even 1 hour, come in at 9, leave at 10. Everybody. Of course, here and there, there's someone that happened to be a little bit late. But as a rule, start from 9 to 10 means from 9 to 10. Whereas at the place where I went to, it's a very small monastery in the forest. They are following a forest meditation a tradition. And over there, you can come and get a law anytime you want. I mean, to the main hall. We start at 3:30 sitting. At 3:30, everybody must show up, that is for sure. But then again, from 3:30 to 10:30, for example, Cindy prefer to sit for 1 hour, she can leave after 1 hour. But if Mark prefer to sit for 2 hours, he can sit for 2 hours. Somebody prefer to sit half an hour, then he or she can leave after half an hour. Some people walk in and out during that 7 hours, because the rule is during daytime, during the practicing time, now we're not allowed to stay in our room, either in the meditation hall or walking meditation by ourselves, not in a group either. So-called solo walking meditation. Okay. Some people walk in and out every half an hour or even 10 minutes. And as you know, in Burma, it's a little bit poor. And the door a little bit rusty. So every time they walk in and out, they make a lot of noise. Not only that, but the floor is wooden floor. So every step they are making, mucho noise. So I feel so frustrated, because I come here expected that everybody come in at the same time, leave at the same time. And if we want to sit for 2 hours, then 2 hours, leave, everybody leave. But no, it's not what I expected. Up to the point I feel so frustrated that I cannot stand it any longer. Every time I sit down, I hear the noise. I become really angry, I wish they dropped there. You see how I might function? I wish they leave me alone so that I can sit all by myself. But that is not the case, as we all know that we are, we either are, right? But anyway, so during this so-called during the question session, I asked the master, Bhattai, I have a question. Is it okay if I donate money so that you can fix the door? a monk from America. Need your money. then the master asked me, what for? myself because I couldn't stand it. People walk in and I make a lot of noise. So if you permit me, I'm more than happy to buy a new one for you, replace it. Then they just smile at me. And later on, I feel that. Later on, I understand that. Then he feel really, really compassionate toward me. He smiled and said to me, if you cannot handle that noise, how can you handle your mind? He said, if all that noise bother you, these are outside. Whereas your real enemy is inside. Your greed, your hatred, your jealousy is inside. So if you cannot handle the outside enemy, how can you handle the internal enemy? That is the reason why the Buddha taught that nobody can kill and there is no animal can kill an elephant, but only a worm in his ear can kill him, you see. So that is something I learned from. Learn the best we can to cope with the outside environment instead of make the whole outside environment change to fit what we want. So we learn to change ourselves to fit with the world. That is my practice nowadays. Different sangha has different practice. Some sangha really is like God. And this sangha is just beautiful. And of course, he's also very, very gentle too. Internally, I don't know. But anyway, some sangha, they come over and practice with us. Unfortunately, that the abbot there did not share with them how to so-called dress a little bit properly. If we notice, how many of you go to church every Sunday? Any of you here? Yes. Do you wear short to go to church? No, right? You dress really nice. Just like going out for dinner, right? But unfortunately, in some sangha, when they come and practice with me, so-called sitting meditation, and maybe because the weather a little bit too warm, so they were short, and not only that, but really a really tight t-shirt. And that make me nervous. So what can I do? I just cannot tell them, hey, you guys go home, dress properly and come back here. Of course, here and there, nicely and indirectly, ask them to do that, but never ask them directly. But I have to change myself too. To make sure that every time I see something pop out, I have to watch out. I have to watch out my eyes, you see. So that is something, please understand, don't try to change the outside environment or ask the outside environment to change. We change ourselves, make peace with ourselves, make ourselves become a peaceful person, then almost automatically everything will fall into places. That is the reason why the Buddha said that a peaceful mind, peaceful world. The place where we are living in become peaceful because we are peaceful. We don't fight. If we need to fight, fight internally. Our enemies are not people, are not our brothers or sisters. I shouldn't say our enemy inside, but something unwholesome inside, that is something we must deal with every single moment. That is the reason why we need to have effort. That is the second factor of the five spiritual bases. Yesterday I shared with the whole Sangha that there are five spiritual bases or faculties. The first one is faith. The second one is effort. And the third one is mindfulness. The fourth one is concentration, and the fifth one is wisdom. And please remember, we come here and not to learn words, okay? Don't listen to my words. Yes, you do listen, but don't believe it yet. Bring it home, think about it, and try the best we can to digest it. We are practicing, and I believe this is something I share with our Sangha here many times, trying to practice the practice of a cowherd. Go out there eating. Keep on eating. In the evening, go back to the barn, and then start to, how you use the term wording? Yeah. And then we start to digest. The same thing here. We can practice with any teacher. We can learn with any teacher, there is no problem with it. And going home, think about it, digest it. Different teacher share different things. That is for sure. Because there are no two same person. Different depending on his or her own ability. He or she can absorb different things. He or she can practice different things. So I might share something different from my brother here, or from my two brothers over there. I always share different things. But there is one thing in common. That is, whatever we do for the sake of our own benefit and also others' people's benefit. Anything harmful to ourselves, we don't practice, we don't share. But if we learn from any teacher who taught us to do harms to others or to do harms to ourselves, be careful. So whatever our brothers here share with you, please remember that the foundation is beneficial to ourselves and also beneficial to others, make ourselves worth living. Offer whatever we can within our ability so that to make other people happy and we also happy. Be careful about that. When we feel happy, when we do something, be careful. It is very tricky because our mind is very tricky. When we feel satisfied, be careful because we might satisfy our own ego, our own self. I'm sitting here sharing with us, sharing with you, make you feel good, make myself feel good. I must be very careful because my mind might trick me. You see, my setup will be trapped for me to fall into. Always make an effort to double check. Am I doing things correctly? What is the guideline? The guideline is beneficial to others, beneficial to ourselves, provided beneficial, not beneficial to our own self. That is the tricky part. And most of us fall into it. The reason I come back here all the time, why? Because you make me feel happy, boost my ego up. Right? Yeah, so I have to be very careful. Try the best we can. That is the reason why these six patriarch Hunan, he says something like, when we are humble, outside we are very polite, internally speaking, we are really, really zero, one, nothing, nothing and nothing. If we can do that, then we got it made. And again, please believe me, if we cannot make it this life, and if there is next life, keep on doing. Yeah, so keep on working and working and working non-stop. That is effort. That is the second factor we need to practice. Effort is a double-edged knife, a crook, a thief. He or she also very, very keen on conning other people. That is why we call professional, is it the con artist? Yeah, they're really, really super in making effort to make other people suffer. So the same thing here, we try the best we can to make an effort to practice, but make sure we balance it. Please do not say that, hey, I hate this community, I withdraw, I go to this monastery to practice with a Dhamma, I leave behind my whole family, anything means nothing to me. Don't do that. We have to take care of our family first before we serve ourselves. But then another trick, you see, in our society we always mix up between conventional and ultimate. Every time we are chanting Prajnaparamita Sutta, what is it say? No increasing, no decreasing, and no nothing, everything is nothing, so on and so forth. Be careful, because everything is there. Please remember that. If whoever say money means nothing to me, can you say that? Who can say that? Money means nothing to me. If you can say that, please give me all your money. That's it. It's there. It's there. In the conventional world, it is right there. So please don't mix up. Prajnaparamita Sutta is talking about ultimate realm, not conventional realm. We just cannot say there's no form, no eyes, no ears, and so forth. No, it's still there. But the reason we say it is empty of separate identity, because they themselves cannot live by themselves. Our eyes cannot live by themselves. Our ears cannot live by themselves. Simple as that. Just imagine that. Is there any, can we see any eyeball rolling around functioning without this body? The answer is no. So please understand that emptiness only means that we cannot live without others. That is interdependent co-arising. Something to do with faith, like I shared yesterday. Always do the best we can to help each other, because we need them. But before, in the conventional world, before we help them, of course in the ultimate realm, we go out to help others. But in the conventional world, we have to help ourselves first. Please remember that. The reason I say that, because I travel a lot, and every time I heard the flight attendant say something, if something happened, put the mask on your nose first before you help your neighbor. That's it. So we have to stay alive to help others. We have to train ourselves in such a way that we won't be drowned by others. If you don't know how to swim, don't try to save somebody. Nah, drowning. That is for sure. I'm not going to. Even I have loving kindness right there, but I am not rowing the jump down there to save them, because I don't know how to swim. Very simple. So only save others when we can save ourselves. Everything I share with you, I try the best I can to share something I can do. I am not sharing with you something from the book. The book, I believe that you can read better than me. You can read faster than me, because nowadays there's so many Buddhist English Buddhist book, right? You can read faster than me. You can learn faster than me. Because now I'm an old man. Am I old? 36. But my brain is 72. That's what my doctor said. Okay, not me. Through MRI, he said that what's the term? Atrophy. All right, it shrunk. So that now my mind function like a 72-year-old man. Okay, but I believe he's wrong because I'm still 36. But anyway, we must have faith. The first thing, together we can do it. What happens if we cannot do it? Don't feel bad, because we must have enough loving kindness to allow ourselves to make mistakes. That is the beauty of Buddhism. We allow others making mistakes, provided he or she will not do it again and again and again. Okay, so in Buddhism we allow others making mistakes, giving them enough space so that they can move around. Don't have a so-called very, very tight, how you call it, tight grasping. Do not let them move around. The same applies to ourselves. Allow ourselves making mistakes. But please remember, every time we made mistakes, aware. The key is aware. And what we have to do is begin anew. Beginning anew is very important in Buddhism. Every time we make mistake, all we have to do is sit in front of the Buddha. If we have something like this, but if at home we do not have, all we have to do is sit there, relax, and play back what we did to make sure that we understand the cause of our mistake. Most of the time, the cause of our mistake is what? This is me. Ownership. The reason we feel upset, the reason we want other people to do what we want, the reason we become angry because they don't do what we want them to do most of the time. Therefore, please understand, learn to digest, learn to look inward. I am saying you try to learn, it means I am doing the same thing over and over again. Every time I make mistake, I always sit in front of the Buddha and I am not asking him to forgive me. He has no power to do that. He is not somebody can tell me what to do. Only the Buddha inside can tell me what to do. If I do something wrong, the Buddha inside become what? Become something with the two horns, eh? And with the big mouth or all the long tongues, things like that. So every time we become upset, become angry, the Buddha inside and become a somebody, say something like a devil or something like that, okay? So please understand, being the knowledge speaking, we have to shine. Don't try to kill what I do, become Buddha. Without it, without that, there won't be good. That's it. Because there is no shirt with only the right side. That's it. Always, if we try to eliminate the so-called the inside, the wrong side, then we won't have the right side. So please understand that, so that we don't try to eliminate each other. If we cannot help each other, stay away from. Don't try to do harm to others. That is my principle, to practice faith. Faith in others, that together we can work. And try the best I can to work together. That is an effort. When we're sitting, I walk around a little bit. I see many, some of us really go like this, you know? Just like ready to fight. Now just relax, you know. I remember my teacher used to say, when we go home and we see our parents with this face, the tendency is what? We sneak out. Don't want to show up. Skip dinner and sneak in after they went to bed. Then we become a habit. So there must be a balance between family and practice. When we are sitting relaxed, that is the reason why I always ask, relax, relax, means from head to toe, relax, make it become pleasant. And we do not know, but it is there. That is the energy of loving kindness generated from our sitting. Provided that we feel happy with sitting. The moment we walk in to the house, we can sense fire in there, right? If our mom and our dad fighting, we can sense it. They don't have to say anything. The moment we open the door, I remember when I was a little kid. The moment I walk in, I just look, you know, very tricky look. Snake out, I knew they were fighting, but they pretended there was nothing happened. They tried to hide something, but I snake out, and I didn't know how to breathe, but I believe during that 1 or 2 hours, they have enough time to cool themselves down. Then I walk in, I'm safe. So learn to practice here and bring peace home so that we all happy. When you come here, please remember, don't expect to become enlightened, to become a free person within just 1 day of mindfulness. How many years all my brothers here been practicing? How many years you've been practicing? Many, many years. But still, we are only at the second step. We may be what it made the first step. The first step we made. But maybe we are still at the second step. But don't worry, because if our second step is okay, then we will have the third step. So that is the key. Be patient. Make an effort. Must have effort to do it. Provided it is a wholesome effort, not unwholesome effort. Because the same effort, but effort to do harm to others, and the same effort to do benefit to others. So we have to always look inward and ask it. What is our responsibility? After sitting, after calming our body, calming our breath, all we have to do is watch. Watch like a hawk, okay, with a really, really sharp eyes, with mindfulness, with loving kindness. We sit at the corner right there. Whoever walk in or out, we know. The same thing. We sit there with our mindfulness open, with our loving kindness open. Every time any wholesome or unwholesome emotion or in Buddhist term, we call mental formations. Every time any mental formations, whether unwholesome or wholesome, pop up, we recognize. All we have to do is recognize. But unfortunately, that we do not have the second one, that is effort. We do not have enough effort. Yes, here, there, to please our effort here, we try to make an effort, but it does not mean 24/7. Without him, I just doze off. In front of him, I try to bow really, really nicely. You see? Without him, I sleep in. With him, I try to get up at 6. I say, don't do that. Do the best we can, whether somebody is there or not. That is true effort. Don't try to make an effort because we want to please others. If we try to please others, it's too bad. Then, up to the point we lose ourselves and we don't know. Up to the point we will ask them how high when they ask us to jump. This is. So learn to make an effort, but make sure to balance it between our practice and our daily life. Somebody asked me, yes, I make an effort. I really, really practice. But how come I go nowhere? I do it. Is that happen to most of us? I've been practicing for 20 years, 30 years, but still, at this point, how come? The reason is very simple, because we don't make an effort non-stopping. We always think that we must do things big. No, there is nothing big without something small. That is the reason why one of my teacher, Ajahn Lee, he said something like, make one small step at a time. small thing first. Think small. Don't think big. Because if we think big, we cannot make it. Then what happened? We will give up. That what happened to me. I said, please witness me, my dear Lord Buddha. I vowed to sit for 2 hours. No, I didn't say that. I used the longest incense stick. I vowed that I sit till that whole stick went out. I don't know if after maybe 1 or 2 minutes, just picking, oh no, still just a little bit, just a little bit. So the whole time, what happened? I just sit there and picking at the insult. You are looking at my internal little formation without checking my unwholesome or wholesome mental formation. So don't do things big, little by little. But every step you are making, it is a sure step. That's it. That's all I ask. And believe me, it took me many, many years. I start out just like you when I was lay back in 1980. Okay, so it was how many years now? 30 years. And I believe that you had a very good start. But back then, we did not have a chance to really get close to our teacher. That is our tradition. We do not have chance to sit in front of him, you see. And Undea, to sit in front of him. Every time he sit on a chair, where do I sit? On the floor, you see. And Undea to ask something, yeah, so-called stupid. But there is no, of course, we are trained here, so we know that there is no stupid question. Only if we don't ask, then we're stupid. But back then I didn't know, because I think that if I ask, I might show that I do not know anything. So please remember, during my first 10 or 15 years, I went nowhere, always at square one. Why? Because when the weather is warm, I practice. When the weather is cold, I don't practice. My practice when with the weather. Okay? When I feel okay, I practice. When I don't feel okay, I don't practice. That is the reason why for more than 10 years, I went nowhere. Still the same old guy. Still an angry person. Still a so-called ambitious person. Also, always scream and yell. Not scream and yell, no. But always think that how could you do it? How could you make that simple mistake? You see, always blame on somebody else. But slowly and surely, I learned from my first teacher. He was here many times, right? Okay. And slowly I learned. from him. And then later on, I learned from our dearest teacher over here, Panya Han.
Okay.
And after that, I learned some from Sư Ông Trúc Lâm in Vietnam. Of course, I learned from other teachers too. And slowly, I walk. Slowly, I walk. I still walk very slow. And as you can see, I talk slow too. Because if I talk fast, I will make mistake. And if I talk fast, I will talk about something I do not practice. And if I talk fast, I will share with you something you do not need to know. So learn to make one short step at a time. Be patient with ourselves, but don't be slack off either. Learn to tolerate ourselves, but don't let ourselves have so many excuses. Oh, today I'm too tired to practice. Oh, work so hectic. That's why I'm so angry. It's so stressful. That's why I got a ticket, because I run red light. You see, don't make excuse. Every time we're doing, think twice. Try the best we can. For example, like I said, we make mistakes all the time. But allow ourselves making mistakes. But how? Develop mindfulness. That is the third one. The first one is having faith. That is, we can make it together. We can make it. But if together we move, it's okay. Don't point finger. Everything went wrong because of you. Okay, not me. You did it, not me. Okay. Don't point fingers. Together we can make it. But if we don't make it, learn the lesson. That is the first thing. Have faith in each other. Have trust toward each other. Secondly is to have effort. One step at a time. Not stopping. Day in, day out. Don't practice for 5 hours a day for 1 week and then take 3 months off. Okay. 10 minutes a day with me, that's fine. But make sure 365 days a year. Can you do that? The answer is yes. Why? Because an old man like me can do it, then we all can do it. As you know that because of my surgery, therefore I cannot breathe properly. That is the reason why I always need oxygen every time I come here. Thanks to the whole Sangha here, they always give me a couple bottles of oxygen so that I can breathe because of the injury. But I never give up. I know that every time I come here, I will suffer because of my breathing. But believe me, the reason I come here, because I know that now this temple is still at an early stage, right? So we all need to pay Christian in different way. Everyone dana contribute based on his or her own ability. My ability is try the best I can to share the Dharma with our brothers and sisters here. So that's why I always try to come here to share. And this time, of course, theoretically, I will be leaving on the 23rd. Is it 23rd? Sunday? I don't know time, okay? In the 23rd or 24th Sunday. But the third weekend, I will be off for a few days. So we will have together this weekend, next weekend, and of course, all the Tuesday and Friday when I'm here. That is my effort. And I do not ask you to make the same effort either. Listen, different folks, different stroke. Everyone has different so-called family condition. Don't use that as an excuse. The different people have different excuse. But try the best we can to come here to practice together, to learn from each other. Every time I see your face, I feel happy. That is great for me. Not because you cook so good. I must say that if I prefer to have good food, this is not the best. because I don't want to have oatmeal every morning. Okay. In Canada, every morning different different dish. Okay. So that's why I go there often too. But make an effort, please. Okay. But how? It's very simple, using mindfulness, develop mindfulness. But how can we develop mindfulness? Like I said, one small step at a time. When we come in here, what happened? From home we are traveling to here. We might be still upset, right? Maybe upsetting with our boss, or upsetting with our children, upsetting with our friends, our partners, our spouse. Upset, very, very upset. Worry like crazy because of this economy, okay? But the moment we are right there, make sure we pull out all our worries, our upset, leave it out there. Okay? Come in here empty. Okay? Leave them out there. With our heart, our mind as white as this piece of paper, so that we can absorb. You will come here with all the worriness, all the upsetting, then there is no room left for the Dharma to be absorbed. Sitting here but worry, don't know what happened to my house, because before I left, I forgot to have my rush dog Klaus sitting here worried like crazy. Don't worry, because everything already gone. So why should we worry? Come in here, we always have food, right? Open me up. Leave worry out there. Come here empty. Walk in here and put our shoes, our slippers nicely and neatly. I'm not telling you what to do, but this is something I am practicing. If you pay attention, you will see even my pair of shoes is on sale, $5. But still, I put it nicely and neatly. Not because I'm afraid that people might take them home, but because that is my practice. Very, very slowly and very, very small. People have a tendency to say, if I remember correctly, tell me what you read, I will tell you who you are. Am I correct to say that? Is that the saying I hear? But my practice is, show me what your closet look like, I will tell you who you are. That's me too. I always throw dirty clothes in my closet, okay? And put on nice one, always. And what happened? After a while, without doing laundry, I run out nice and clean robe. Then what do? I pick them up, put them out, smell. The least smell I put on. That is mindfulness. Don't do that, you see. A very small thing, yeah. To be honest with you, before I come here, before I share them a talk, for example, 99.9%, I must have a shower. And 99%, I must have some time to relax so that I can compose myself to be mindful enough to share with you. Why? Why that is so important? The reason is very simple. You spend a lot of time to drive from your place to this place, at least 1 hour, right? At least 1 hour. This is a dead place. 1 hour back and forth. Not only that, but also I have to do something around here too. So your effort right there, and if I do not observe your effort, then I do not have my mindfulness. Therefore, I have to prepare myself so that I do not waste your time. Simple as that. And again, out of my mindfulness and my loving kindness, I don't want to see you suffer because you come here. Like me before, we always have very high expectation, right? Expect to be a teacher or a monk must be super good. Don't expect that. Don't expect we always have super good teacher or monk. But believe me, whoever can talk might not whoever can talk maybe cannot practice. You remember one of the story in Dhammapada? Have you heard of that story about so-called empty barrel monk, empty barrel Dhamma teacher? Have you heard of that? Okay. What time we have o'clock? 15 more minutes? Okay. The story went like this. There was one monk. He is only second to Anak. You know him. He has a photographic memory. That monk called Potila. He also could memorize everything the Buddha taught, and he can share very good Dhamma talk, make everybody happy, make almost everybody listen to him, bring home, think about it, and put into practice. They all became Arahant, whereas he is still a Dhamma teacher, still with all the unwholesome mental formation. So the Buddha knew it. The Buddha knew that he can become Arahant provided that he must practice. Talking means nothing. Empty word. That is the reason why every time he walked from up there to down here, sitting right here, the Buddha said, "Here come empty barrel Papa." Okay. Empty barrel Potila talking. Empty barrel Potila walking. Empty barrel, as we know, can make a lot of noise. You see, we can talk good, but maybe not practicing good. So up to the point, Padilla couldn't handle it because he is still a brown person. I am a super duper Dharma teacher. I, how could the Buddha say I am an empty barrel monk? So he called it quit. Siddhartha, the Buddha, walk around and thinking, why, how come all the kids, this is also a story related to a 9-year-old monk, happened to be his student and became Arahant. So he asked himself, why I taught those monks, including that young monk, they all become Arahant. How come not me? Why me? Then he happened to see a group of monks walking together. As you know, monks back then Sherpa, our teacher Thai, privilege always walk with the Sangha, whereas nowadays we are, most of the time we walk by ourselves, right? That's bad news. Back when the Buddha told us what? Have only three robes, right? And one what? One bowl. What else? And walk around, beg for food, and in return sharing Dharma. But now they're slightly different. Maybe more than three robes. No bowl, because everywhere we go, we always have bowl, right? One laptop, and maybe two cell phones. One to somebody we love, one to somebody we so love. Things like that, okay? But anyway, he stopped the youngest monk and asked, how come you become Arahant, whereas I cannot? Then the young monk said, okay, if you want to practice, you have to listen to me. Do exactly what I tell you to do. And to be honest, the young monk, only 8 or 9 years old, he does not know how to share the Dharma, okay? Because his knowledge about Dharma may be vast, because from listening, but he cannot read or write. He only listen and put into practice, and only practice enough. Not practice more than enough either. That is the balance of effort. Practice what we learn and learn what we practice. Okay, so now you listen to me. When you go to that river, go all the way to the center of the river, dive under there, hold your breath as long as you can, and then surface up, walk back where I will teach you. Then the Totila listened. He did exactly like being told. Then the little Arahant ran away, because he does not know how to teach. But of course he is a little kid. So Totila chased after him, catch him, asked the second time, the same thing happened, asked for the third time, the third time happened the same thing. But after the third time, the young Arahant taught him something like this. When I was a little kid, I always watch, look at it, how you call it, a turtle. I always play with a turtle. When something, it feels that dangerous, what did he do? Pull his forelegs in, pull his tail in, pull his head in, completely protected by the hard surface. That's what I am practicing. what you taught me, practicing the four foundation of mindfulness by observing, by watching, using my mindfulness to watch anything unwholesome, I know. Anything wholesome, I know. Anything not beneficial to others, I know. Anything beneficial to myself, I know. Why? Because I learn from you, plus I am practicing the practice of a turtle. Protect ourselves. Protect our eyes, our ears, our nose, our tongues, our speech, our thinking. Protect our sixth sense. Always guard the sixth sense door. Unfortunately, that most of us don't do it. At home, we are big boss. We can scream and yell at our children, for example. Or we can do whatever we want. Go to the office. Unfortunately, if we are not the big boss, then we have to say yes sir, yes ma'am all the time, just like Elaine told me. Perhaps one bottle of water in this pocket, another one in this pocket, and say yes ma'am. But we do not guard our speech. We do not guard what we say. Anything we feel happy, we keep watching all the time. Even we have 100 million pair of shoes, but if mercy on self too bad, I cannot stop from going there. 50% of 20% on top of it. If you have a coupon, another 20%. If you have Messi credit card, another 5%. Almost zero. Bother. And what happened? Even now, after more, maybe 12, 13 years, after 13 years of being a monk, I still have something I bought way back. You see, because I did not know how to guard my eyes. So learn to guard without mindfulness. That is the third factor which will help us to become a free person. The reason I bought so-called, what's the term? Compulsive spending, right? I spend a lot without knowing. With no mindfulness, with no understanding of cause and effect. That money I can use to donate to certain hospital, for example, to make our world become better. Instead of doing that, I spend all the money for myself without thinking of the result, because I did not have mindfulness. Therefore, I learned that lesson when I became a monk. I start small first, taking care of my closet sometimes, taking care of my speech, taking care of how I put my shoes, taking care of the pots and pans. Wherever I took, I will put them right back at the same spot. Learn to recognize. mindfulness different from perception. Perception is memory. We have to try to think, try to remember. Whereas mindfulness also perception, but it is right there. We watch it, we see it, we recognize it. We do not need to pull anything out of our hard disk to bring the data up. See? And we are worse than computer, because whatever we remember, most of the time, distorted by our opinion. Okay? And so this is the third one, and hopefully that I can see some of you on Tuesday night to continue on and on and on. Hopefully that you will forget so that I can come back. If you remember, then I have no job. Thank you for listening.